بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد coming back to the topic on ghibat and backbiting وروي عن انس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال امر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الناس بصوم يوم وقال لا يفطرن احد منكم حتى اذن له on one occasion Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told the sahaba that they must fast on a certain day And he also instructed them that none of you should break his fast without explicit permission from me. So the people fasted till the evening. And then one by one, a man used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask for permission to break his fast. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would allow him, okay, you can break your fast. Until a man came and he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two young women that are from your people. They spend the whole day fasting and they are now shy to come and ask you for permission to break their fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away from him, did not respond to him. So he came again with the same request. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned away. He came a third time. He came a fourth time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innahuma lam yasuma. These two young women, they were not fasting. And how can a person be fasting when he spent the whole day eating the flesh of people? Go and command them that if they were fasting, then they should vomit out whatever they have in their bellies. So he went to them and he told them what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said and they vomited. And subhanallah, although they didn't eat food the whole day, but each one of them vomited out a clot of blood. In one hadith it is mentioned they vomited out meat, pieces of flesh, blood and pus. And it was in a bowl that they vomited out. The first one vomited, it filled half the bowl. The second one filled the second half of the bowl. So he went back and he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَوْ بَقِيَتَا فِي بُطُونِهِمَا لَأَكَلَتْهُمَ النَّارُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, if that clot of blood, that means the effect of eating the flesh of the Muslim brother, had remained, then لَأَكَلَتْهُمَ النَّارُ The fire would have afflicted them, would have eaten them. Because of their eating the flesh of the Muslim brothers or sisters, then Allah Ta'ala would have punished them with the fire of Jahannam. So we understand the gravity and the seriousness of backbiting. One of the worst punishments a person will get is for backbiting. So bad that in the next hadith, inshallah tomorrow we'll discuss it. It says that even the people of Jahannam are afraid or harmed by the punishment that these people will be going through. Even they will say, who are these people that we, although we are being punished, but we are like afraid and in terror and being harmed by these people's punishment as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained also that these two women, although they were fasting and staying away from halal food, they engaged in haram by sitting and discussing the lives and discussing other people. Allah ta'ala save us, Allah ta'ala protect us.